Our three friends, Gabi, Kassel, and Caro, are learning that the planet's coral reefs are in trouble, with huge sections becoming sickly pale and starting to look like this. It's a phenomenon called coral bleaching, and it used to happen rarely to very small areas of coral reef. But ever since the early 1980s, bleaching has been happening every few years in a global fashion and seeming to extend across reefs and even regions. The worst event so far happened in 2016, affecting reefs around the world, but especially the Great Barrier Reef. That's when more than 90% of these reefs that line Australia's northeast corner were affected by bleaching. Like an accelerating alarm call, the ocean is telling us something is wrong. Join the Animal Encounters team as they explore and document reefs on the Pacific side of Costa Rica, coming face to face with the exotic and the endangered creatures, and learn what humans can do to help nurse these ocean communities back to health.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together.
There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live.
I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Gabi, Kassel, and Caro have taken a boat ride 30 minutes from Costa Rica's mainland to the outskirts of Caño Island, where coral, fish, and other unique-looking creatures dwell together in a host of delicate symbiotic relationships. Only 10 snorkelers are allowed at a time under the watchful eye of a tour guide.
This is one of the most important reserves that we have on the Pacific coast. Even in all of Costa Rica, there are some species that are found here that cannot be found anywhere else on the Pacific coast anymore.
While the girls are snorkeling near Caño, another part of the Animal Encounters team is embarking on a deeper endeavor. Using scuba diving tanks, they'll descend into the nearby Drake Bay. It's a little darker down here, but there's still plenty of sunlight to support life. The fish aren't worried about the low light. Many of them are wearing iridescent colors that seem to shine in the darkness. White-tipped reef shark can be found from this side of Costa Rica all the way to the coasts of the African continent. But they mainly find their food and shelter in shallow water, like this coral reef, where they are the top predator. White tips are relatively calm during the day and spring into hunting mode at night. They feed on fish, crustaceans, and many other marine animals, making them vital for keeping marine life populations in balance. At about 2 meters long, white tip reef sharks are much smaller than their cousin, the oceanic white tip, and they can often be seen resting together inside crevices. White tips sometimes even return to the same crevice day after day for years. Unfortunately, because of their size, these sharks often get caught in fishing nets, and they are now classified as near threatened. The white-tipped reef shark is just one of many species that rely on the coral reefs for food and shelter. But scientists are increasingly concerned about the planet's paling coral. That's because bleached coral is stressed coral. Bleaching happens when each of the tiny animals that make up a coral expels the algae that normally lives inside of them. But why do coral get stressed and shed their beneficial algae? Researchers say there are several factors, most tied to human actions. Every few years, a surge of warmer water spreads across the ocean. This event is part of the El Niño phenomenon, and there is strong evidence to suggest that it is caused by climate change. Even raising an ocean's temperature by 1 or 2 degrees overall can cause corals to bleach. Bleaching can also be triggered by pollutants in the water and overfishing. Coral that is suffering from bleaching is still alive and can recover, but it can't last forever without its nutrient-producing algae, and if left too long, it will die. 2016 was the longest bleaching event recorded so far, and scientists are worried it will only get worse. Back at Kenyo Island, Kasla and Caro can easily see the signs of a bleaching event that happened more than 30 years ago, in the 1980s. Kenyo lost about half of its live coral, and it has taken decades for new coral to recolonize, putting this area on the vibrant path to recovery that it is on now. Now, Kenyo Island is a place where species such as this rare hawk-nosed turtle can find a suitable habitat.
It was amazing to see the turtle. Even when turtles look so heavy with those big shells, they move with a lot of grace in the water, swimming, floating, and dancing. The way they move their flippers make them look like they are actually flying through the ocean.
I put my head under the water and suddenly there he was. Such a beautiful turtle. And then one of our cameramen swam under the water, right next to the turtle. It was amazing to see.
Over their lifespan of 30 to 50 years, a hawksbill turtle can grow to weigh as much as a full-grown man. Sadly, their lives are often cut short, killed by humans for their eggs, their meat, or their exquisitely patterned shells, which are often made into jewelry. Today, there are 80% less hawksbill turtles than there were 100 years ago. Researchers believe there may be as few as 8,000 of them left, with more disappearing every year.
We have learned so much in this trip. The most valuable lesson for me is to realize that we, as humans, act really selfishly towards nature. I want to remember that it is not about how I feel. It's not about what I want to touch them, to feed them, or doing whatever I feel like is good for them. We have the responsibility of taking good care of nature, and that includes finding out how we can really help.
We are all from different countries, but we can learn so much from Costa Rica. I myself can teach my son about what I have seen and how precious all the animals are, the ones in our very own neighborhood. We can make sure our own neighborhood is safe by picking up trash and also talking to our neighbors.
It was so good to meet all these people who take care of animals. I so share their love for them. We all need to be aware that what we do has an impact on nature and animals. Back home, I want to share with others some good ideas on how to take care of our environment.
I'm so glad that you invited me for this trip.
I'm glad you came.
Yay!
It was a great time. I can't believe this is our last day.
I know. I enjoyed it very much.
I was so moved. I cried so much.
There are many stories that we sometimes don't know how to tell them because they affect us for real.
Yeah, but we also heard some really nice stories with happy endings.
Definitely.
So that was encouraging that, you know, we can make a difference.
Yeah. And things are getting better, at least in Costa Rica. Seems like it. Mm.
Well, their numbers are going up and up because a few years ago they were down to about 1,200. Mm. But we introduced a monkey bridge program.
But even with the happy endings, I still think there's so much to learn. Mm. That as human beings still have to learn.
Yeah.
Towards nature and the animals.
We now realize the importance of telling these stories and people being aware of them.
Right. Yes.
I'm gonna miss you.
Miss you too.
I'm gonna miss you, amiga.
Yeah, me too. Well, we can always plan on another trip. Mm-hmm. Should we do that?
Yes. Are you in?
Of course.
The dance.